Hello.
Hello, this is Nelson from Opinion Research. This survey is quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. And are you registered to vote in the North Carolina?
Yes, sir, but you know, quick because I'm at work here and I'm the only one. So what kind of question is that for me?
Yeah, it will be as fast as possible. First, are you registered as Democrat, Republican?
Yes, Democrat. Democrat, sir. Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
100% sure I will vote.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a name is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Under President Biden and Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
Yes, the last statement is the right one. They care about helping people.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Lori Buckout.
Lori Robert from is she from North Carolina? No.
Okay. Yeah, just mark it as it would be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Don't know.
But the name, can you repeat the name, please? The name, that's what I did.
Yeah. Lori Buckout.
I don't know her.
Okay, John Davis.
No ID.
Excuse me?
No, I don't know either.
Oh, okay. And Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
All right. Kamala Harris.
Also very favorable.
Donald Trump?
The worst of the worst. Whatever worst you have, the worst of the worst.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? An independent?
I would vote for Kamala Harris. 100% sure.
Thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to
choose? Josh Stein, the Democrat.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress, from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
I would vote for the Democrat, Mr. Davis.
Okay, thank you. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Yes? No.
No. Okay. No.
What is your... Let me see. I'll put it... All right, so could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54,
55, 64,
or 65 and over?
55, 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African-American or black? Yes or no?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry? Yes, no?
No.
Are you a member of either the military, reserves, or a retired military veteran? Yes and no?
No.
Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Peacock.
No.
ESPN Plus?
No.
Disney Plus?
No.
Sling TV?
No.
Fubo?
No.
Paramount Plus?
No.
Hulu?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
All right, thank you. This concludes.
You must think I'm. I don't live here. You must think. Okay, that's okay.
Right. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day.
Same to you, sir. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.